Thank you. 1047.
Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary rights necessary for construction of the East Portland Active Transportation to Transit Project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Commissioner Novick.
Marty Maloney.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Marty Maloney with Piedmont Right-of-Way. This ordinance is to authorize eminent domain authority as well to offer just compensation for needed permanent and temporary easement rights associated with the East Portland Active Transportation Project. The property rights are needed mainly for support of sidewalk infill and driveway reconnections along Southeast Division between 101st and 157th. At this time, I'm happy to answer any questions council might have.
So the only concern I have is the two properties where we're actually permanently exercising eminent domain. Could you tell us just a little bit about those?
Yeah, we're acquiring two permanent slope easements. It's basically to hold up the sidewalk infrastructure, and I believe it's at about 115th. They're smaller acquisitions, but the property owner would still actually own the overall underlying fee of the property. We would just have the ability to maintain slopes to hold up the infrastructure.
And are the property owners okay with this?
I haven't actually talked to the property owners as of yet. We're still waiting for notice proceed from ODOT for the right-of-way phase, so we can't actually speak to the property owners until we get that notice proceed, which we should hopefully have within the next couple weeks.
You can't even talk to them?
It's really, they authorized the right-of-way phase for this, so we actually wouldn't be able to get match funding from them until we get notice proceed. Right when we get that, I'll be able to send out general information to all the property owners affected by the temporary easements and the two permanent slope easements.
So if you could, before the vote next week, just check in with the two property owners specifically, whether there's a permanent easement, to make sure that they don't have any concerns. When we're using the city's power of eminent domain, I think we have to be really careful.
I understand, definitely.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. No other questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Not passes the second reading next week.